If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
Today is Tuesday, August 24th. One of the COVID-19 vaccines now has full FDA approval. We'll explain how that's different than its prior status and what mandates it's already inspired. Also, a decision about a police officer's actions during the Capitol riot in January. Were they justified? Plus, a historic first for New York as a new governor takes over. Why you might want to skip the latest viral video trend. And the Paralympic Games begin in Tokyo. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. The COVID-19 vaccine from Pfizer is now fully FDA approved for everyone 16 and older. Until now, the COVID-19 shots have all been on the market under an emergency use authorization in the U.S. The FDA can use that during public health emergencies to get medical products out as quickly as possible. The main difference between getting authorization and approval? For emergency use authorization, Pfizer had to follow tens of thousands of trial volunteers for at least 2 months after their second dose to see how the shots held up. To get approval, Pfizer had to follow them for at least 6 months, and there was a lot more paperwork and rigorous inspections. The AP reports, quote, "Never before has the FDA had so much evidence to judge a shot's safety." The Pfizer shots were still found to be more than 91% effective at preventing COVID-19 cases with symptoms, and serious side effects were extremely rare. Of the three vaccines in the U.S. with emergency use authorization, only Pfizer had submitted all of the required information for the full FDA approval. Moderna and Johnson & Johnson are still getting all of their data together, but they do plan to finish applying for full approval later this year. In the meantime, all three vaccines are still available for everyone 12 and older. But a few things do change now that the Pfizer shots are fully approved. For starters, this means they'll stay on the market even after COVID-19 is no longer considered an emergency. Also, Pfizer can start marketing the vaccine directly to healthcare providers and the general public, and it could start charging more for it. For now, though, it's still free for any American to get. Another thing that changes with approval, more businesses, schools, and government organizations are expected to require vaccinations now. In fact, just since the FDA gave full approval yesterday, new mandates have already been issued. For example, New York City and New Jersey announced the shots will be mandatory for school employees. Chevron became the first American oil producer to mandate the shots for its field workers. And CVS said its pharmacists must be fully vaccinated by December. Just more than half of the U.S. population is now fully vaccinated. American troops in Afghanistan are rushing to get as many people out as possible before a fast-approaching deadline. Remember, the White House originally said it would have all U.S. troops out of Afghanistan by August 31st, which is 1 week from today. That was before the Taliban took over in Afghanistan. But even though the situation has changed, the Taliban still expects the U.S. to keep that promise. Otherwise, a Taliban spokesperson said, quote, "there would be consequences." At the same time, other world leaders like British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, along with some U.S. lawmakers, are pressuring President Biden to extend the withdrawal date to finish the evacuations there first. And Biden has not ruled that out. For now, at least, evacuations are continuing. In 36 hours on Sunday and Monday, the U.S. airlifted more than 17,000 Americans and American allies to safety. But that's still just a fraction of the people who are eligible to leave. And the situation at the airport in the Afghan capital of Kabul is already tense. Evacuees have faced sporadic gunfire from the Taliban and huge crowds that have trampled people. We have an update now from the January 6th Capitol riot. The police officer who shot and killed a rioter that day will not face any discipline. For months now, the Capitol Police Department has been investigating the actions of a lieutenant who opened fire on a mob trying to get into the House chambers. One of the rioters, Ashley Babbitt, was trying to crawl through shattered glass to get onto the House floor where lawmakers were still scrambling to get out. She was shot in the shoulder and ended up dying. Well, now the department says the officer's actions were reasonable. Police interviewed witnesses and reviewed evidence like video and radio calls, and in the end, they decided the officer may have saved members of Congress and staff by firing his weapon. The Justice Department has also said the officer will not face criminal charges. But not everyone agrees with these decisions. Former President Trump released a statement earlier this month saying the officer was, quote, getting away with murder. And a lawyer for Babbitt's family says Capitol Police should release the entire investigation so the public can decide whether it was fair. Her family is also suing to get the name of the officer released. As of today, a woman is now governor of New York for the first time in history. Governor Kathy Hochul was sworn in just after midnight in a short private ceremony. Later this morning, she plans to meet with state lawmakers. Then she'll make a public address this afternoon. Remember, former Governor Cuomo announced he was quitting 2 weeks ago to avoid what was shaping up to be an impeachment battle over a sexual harassment scandal. Just 3 weeks ago, the state's attorney general released a report that found Cuomo sexually harassed nearly a dozen women, including government workers. On his last day in office, Cuomo gave a farewell address, partly to highlight what he considers achievements from his time in office. For example, raising the minimum wage, curbing gun violence, and legalizing gay marriage in the state. Cuomo also once again said the investigation against him was politically motivated and designed to defame him. He denies the allegation, saying the truth will come out. Cuomo is still facing criminal investigations around the state. Hochul was lieutenant governor under Cuomo. However, she's promised to turn things around now, saying no one will ever call her workplace toxic. All right, more news is just ahead, but first let's take a quick break. This episode is brought to you by Policy Genius. As you prep for back-to-school season, slide securing life insurance onto that to-do list. As Policy Genius points out, most people need 10 times the life insurance coverage than they get through their employer in order to properly provide for their families. But how do you know when you're getting the best deal? Policy Genius makes it easy to compare quotes from more than a dozen top insurers. In fact, you could save 50% or more on life insurance by comparing quotes with Policy Genius. And you could save $1,300 or more per year on life insurance by using Policy Genius to compare policies. Now, if you haven't heard of it, Policy Genius is America's leading online insurance marketplace with a mission to help people get insurance right. The licensed experts at Policy Genius work for you and not the insurance companies. Also, Policy Genius never sells your info to other companies and it does not add on extra fees. So check it out. Head to policygenius.com to get started right now. Policy Genius. When it comes to insurance, it's nice to get it right. That's policygenius.com. Bitcoin is doing exceptionally well right now. A single Bitcoin is currently valued at about $50,000. That's the highest it's been in 3 months. And it's a sharp turnaround from just a couple of months ago when the digital currency collapsed and investors lost more than $1 trillion worth of value within days. But its value is once again surging, thanks in part to PayPal. The digital payments app says it's expanding its crypto services to users in the UK. And this is the company's first crypto expansion outside of the US. PayPal supports 4 digital currencies. People can buy or sell them on the app, track prices in real time, and find more educational content about the crypto market. All this said, cryptocurrencies are still considered to be volatile and can crash just as quickly as they rise. Target and Disney are expanding their partnership. Target is tripling the number of Disney shops inside its stores. The mini shops include Disney-themed toys, costumes, and interactive displays. The goal is to have all the new shops up and running in time for holiday shopping. Speaking of which, this holiday season is already shaping up to be a challenging one for retailers. Toy companies typically order holiday games and toys from China over the summer, so they'll get to the U.S. in time for the winter shopping season. But supply chain issues are still a major problem this year. Rising material costs and shipping backlogs mean companies may struggle to keep all of their toys in stock. As Forbes reports, prices for shipping containers went up as much as 500% this summer. And those added costs could be passed on to customers. Some doctors say a viral trend making the rounds on social media could be dangerous. You might have seen this. It's called the milk crate challenge. People have been stacking milk crates in the shape of a pyramid. Then they try to walk up one side and down the other to show off their balance. Others have been placing big bets on who can do it. And, well, most people cannot. And some doctors have told NBC News they've actually noticed a lot more injuries in the last week. People are falling and breaking bones, dislocating their shoulders, tearing their ACLs, and more. Of course, this is not the first dangerous challenge that's gone viral, especially on TikTok that's popular with teenagers. Earlier this year, some kids were swallowing magnetic beads for a fake piercing challenge. Another one called the Blackout Challenge had kids intentionally choking themselves until they lost consciousness. TikTok has since taken those down, but for now, the Milk Crate Challenge continues to rack up millions of views. The Paralympic Games kick off today in Tokyo. About 4,400 athletes from 160 countries are competing, including 242 Americans. At today's opening ceremony, the two flag bearers for Team USA are wheelchair rugby player Chuck Aoki and para triathlete Melissa Stockwell. When it comes to the competition, there will be two new events this year, badminton and taekwondo, as well as the usual fan favorites like wheelchair basketball and cycling races that include hand bikes, tandem bikes, and tricycles. Also of note, this is the first year Paralympic medalists will receive the same amount of prize money as their Olympic counterparts. They used to get 1/5 of the Olympic medal pay. A state of emergency is still in effect for Tokyo and its surrounding areas, though, because of COVID-19. Because of this, most spectators are not allowed, and the U.S. Paralympic Committee is only allowing essential personnel to travel and stay with athletes. And that's caused some controversy, because a lot of athletes with physical or intellectual disabilities say they need personal assistance or helpers to get around, so some athletes have had to drop out. Still, the rest of the games will go on as planned with a lot of extra safety precautions like daily COVID-19 tests and beefed up cleaning protocols. And on American TV, the Paralympic Games will get more coverage than ever before. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Trivia Tuesday, when we ask a different trivia question every week. But first, a quick thanks to our sponsor. And I'm excited to tell you about KiwiCo, which creates hands-on projects for kids of all ages. I personally take comfort knowing each KiwiCo crate is designed by experts and tested by kids. In fact, KiwiCo spends more than 1,000 hours designing and testing every crate. And they cover different age groups, from babies to teens. For our new baby Dax, the Panda crate gave us great supplies to engage his developing brain without having to run out to the store or stress about what supplies to get. We've already used the tummy time mirror, for example, and we love sort of reading the black and white cards to him as he stares at them in wonder. It's great to know we're helping support his visual development from day one. Your child can learn something new every month as well. Especially for older kids, projects offer structure, fun, and opportunities for hands-on exploration at home, from sailing the solar system to engineering a drip irrigation system and more. KiwiCo is redefining learning with hands-on projects that build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking skills. There's something for every kid at KiwiCo. So get your first month free on select crates at kiwico.com/newsworthy. That's KiwiCo.com/newsworthy. KiwiCo.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to Trivia Tuesday. Today's trivia question is, what famous American music festival hosted more than 350,000 fans in 1969? Find and follow us on Instagram at NewsworthyPod to play along. Just look for the quiz in our Instagram stories. As for last week's trivia question, what was the first toy to be advertised on television? The answer is Mr. Potato Head. The famous Spud made his television debut in 1952. But he looked a bit different back then than the version kids play with today. In the 50s, kids played with real potatoes. The original inventor of Mr. Potato Head just created the plastic features and accessories like a nose, mouth, ears, and mustache. Kids would just use them to decorate their own potatoes until Hasbro came out with a plastic potato-shaped body in the 60s. And they were pretty popular. The National Toy Hall of Fame says Hasbro sold more than $4 million worth of Mr. Potato Heads within months of launching the first TV ad. That ad also marked another milestone in advertising. It was the first time a commercial appealed specifically to children instead of their parents. All right, thank you so much for turning to the Newsworthy to get your news each day. And as always, we'll be back with much more news tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.